Authorities in Iraq are making plans for the country's oil reserves. This weekend, the interim oil minister of Iraq said his country will begin exporting oil again within a couple of weeks, and that may allow Iraq to raise money for rebuilding. But Iraq has a gasoline shortage at home. NPR's Nick Spicer talked to Baghdad residents who say they just want a tank of gas.
Famer Ghadvan used to work for Saddam Hussein. Now he's Iraq's interim oil minister. He told reporters the new UN resolution passed on Thursday makes it possible to sell Iraq's oil again and that sales will start soon.
Believe me, it's a matter of a few weeks, 3 weeks, and then we will reach that 1.3 or 1.5 million barrel per day oil production.
Ghadvan said that by the end of the year, the country will be back at its pre-war level of production, some 3 million barrels a day, and that sales will help put Iraq back on its feet.
We are also confident that we will be able to serve our country and provide the necessary money or the necessary proceeds so that it could be utilized in rebuilding Iraq and therefore we can see a brighter future.
But the announcement made yesterday underwhelmed ordinary Iraqis. At this gas station, a line of cars went up the street and around the corner. Some drivers were pushing their vehicles to save gas. Others let their motors run, and under temperatures of 107 degrees, they let their tempers flare. Lawyer Jamad Tai was livid.
I want to thank you to Mr. Bush, but where's the fuel? Where's the gas? I think Anglo-American coming for oil, just oil. I think that.
Another lawyer walked past. Mustafa Kamal Abdul Hamin had simply given up on the gas situation.
I have two cars, yes, but now they are in my house because it's very difficult for me to stop in a queue for 3 hours or 4 hours to be supplied with a petrol station.
The country with the world's second biggest oil reserves is now in the absurd situation of importing gasoline and diesel from Jordan, Turkey, and the Gulf states. Oil production stopped during the war. Since the conflict ended, oil installations have been looted, drivers of tanker trucks have had their cargoes hijacked, and there are electricity blackouts at refineries. And there have also been reports of smuggling of gasoline destined for the domestic market along the same smuggling routes used by Saddam Hussein during the sanctions regime. The situation is as frustrating to these overheated donkeys lined up at a gas station as it is to Iraq's drivers. The donkeys are used to pull around brightly colored tanks of cooking gas. The young boys who drive them sell the oil to households so people can cook without relying on electricity. They and their four-legged workmates have had to wait for hours as well. A man joins them at the gas station with a special request. Billy Abdul Halek has come for a special oil needed to run an oil refinery's machines at high temperature. With a wry smile, he says even the oil industry can't get what it needs. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Baghdad.